Once you've established rapport, now we get into asking questions. One of the biggest mistakes that a lot of salespeople make is that they start selling what they have before they've actually found out what the client's real need and wants are. So in our model, we're going to ask questions first. This is quite often called a consultative sales process. What you have in NLP is some exquisite questioning techniques. So at this point in time, we'd want to be asking the well-formed outcome questions of the potential client, really finding out exactly what it is that they want. We can also do chunking up and chunking down. Chunking up to find out what the purpose is in them wanting it, what it will do for them, what their intention is in them having it. Using the meta model to chunk down into really specific detail about what it is exactly that they want. We can also use our knowledge of strategies. We can elicit their decision-making strategy. Quite simply, let's take an example, let's say from my own career, of selling training. Quite a natural question. Has there ever been a training program that you've invested in the past that turned out to be a really good decision for you? Great. And what training program was that? Let's say they say time management. I then respond, and how did you decide that was the time management program for you? Then all of my sensory acuity is on their eye patterns. Quite often what I find is the potential client moves their eyes, they tell me exactly what the strategy is, and then afterwards they just say, I don't know, I just knew. That's all I need though. I've now got their decision-making strategy. I'd also want to discover what their convincer strategy was. And so that I can really guarantee that I can make sure that buyer's remorse is a thing of the past, I'd want to elicit their reassurance strategy. Once you'd actually invested in that time management program, how afterwards did you know that it was a good decision? Very, very quick, very natural sales questions that even if your potential client doesn't verbally answer the question, you have all the information that you need to utilize later in the sales process. Also, at this point in time, you could elicit their values for what it is that they want and certain ones of their meta programs. That's material that's beyond the scope of the practitioner training. It's something we cover in detail on the master practitioner training, but it is included in one of the books which is on our recommended reading list, which is Timeline Therapy and the Basis of Personality. Whilst you're asking these questions, you may notice from time to time that your client goes into certain states. Maybe the states of decisiveness, the states of needing, the states of wanting, the states of being reassured. You have the opportunity at this point in time to anchor those covertly, which is where your ability to create anchors in the auditory and visual representational system really score. You've then got those push buttons, which later on as you go through the sales process, you can fire off. If you want the client to be in a state of decisiveness, fire off the decisiveness anchor. If you want the client to be in the state of needing and wanting, fire off that anchor. If you want them to feel reassured that yes, in fact, they have made a really good decision, fire off the reassurance anchor. You'll only know when you've got to the end of step two, when you know exactly what it is that the client needs and wants. Then and only then can we proceed to step three.